Jim Gillespie joins us. He's President and Chief Executive Officer of Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Well, Jim, today we got a report showing housing starts fell more than anticipated in June, while building permits rose last month. What does that tell you about the housing industry right now?
Well, I think that the housing industry is still in a little bit of a what if. Tax credit ended April 30th, and once the tax credit did end, we've seen sales drop off. Open sales, new business being written, but that was to be expected. And I think what we're seeing in the construction industry with new home sales and new home permits and starts that it's still very much below the peak year, which was 4 or 5 years ago. But again, it's reflective of what's taking place in the country.
Well, we've seen recent reports showing a drop in home builder sentiment, a record rate of home seizures, a decline in home sales in May. This is all happening as mortgage rates reach record lows. So what's the deal here?
Well, I mean, you're correct. Mortgage interest rates continue to be at record lows. But again, the tax credit fueled an awful lot of people, into buying existing homes and also buying new construction. But again, we're just seeing what we thought we would see after the April 30th tax deadline, which brought a lot of future buyers into the marketplace, and I also contend it brought a lot of buyers that have that have had a lot of pent up demand over the past few years. So I think, the proof will be in the pudding as we get into the fourth quarter, seeing if the drop-off in unit sales in housing will mirror what took place with the auto sales. After cash for clunkers, the number of cars sold dropped dramatically, and then after a few months, it started to pick up. And actually, I think car sales aren't super, but the last I've seen, they're still ahead of the pace that they were at last year.
So you think that's going to happen in the housing industry too?
Well, I don't know. I've learned a long time ago not to make predictions, Catherine. But the thing that makes me feel a little bit better about housing is, housing is definitely dependent upon job creation in the economy. And even though job creation hasn't been tremendously strong the last month or two, it still has been positive. And I think we've created 600,000 or 700,000 jobs since last December. And if you think back a year ago, we were losing 300,000 or 400,000 or 500,000 jobs every single month. So, and the other economists are telling us that, retail sales are up, that consumer confidence took a hit this last month, but again, it's still above where it was last year. So, we're starting to see some positive things with the economy. It's not moving as quickly as we had hoped, but at least it's not sliding backwards. And that's why I'm hopeful that after the cooling off period after the tax credit has expired, that we'll start to see a slow rebound in the fourth quarter and a stronger 2011. But again, that's anybody's guess.
So what's your best guess right now in terms of what point we're in the housing recovery?
Well, again, like I said, I learned a long time ago not to make predictions. I think that, one of the keys is household formation. There's an awful lot of pent-up demand out there. And when I say household formation, typically, according to, U.S. Census, we create 1.2 to 1.5 million households every single year. And the household creation the last year was, I believe the numbers from the U.S. Census was under 400,000. So, what does that tell me? Does it tell me that young people don't have the ability to create households? No. What it tells me is that there are a lot of people moving in together, and there is an awful lot of pent-up demand out there. So once the economy continues to pick up steam and jobs are started to be created, I think that at that point we're going to see housing take off. There was a couple interesting long-term studies, Catherine, that were done a few years ago. Brookings Institute several years ago looked at long-term imbalance of supply and demand in the country, and they said that by the year 2030, that we would need just under 60 million additional residential units constructed. And then Virginia Tech, the Arthur C. Nielsen Foundation at Virginia Tech, did a very similar study about a year and a half later, looking through the year 2040, and they said that we would need 70 million additional residential units constructed. So, you know, as our population of our country continues to grow, 3 million a year, you know, we will be at 400 million population by the year 2039, I think is the latest number I saw. So we are looking long range at an imbalance of supply and demand in the direction that is more positive for housing, which is, you know, with a little bit of an imbalance in supply and demand towards, demand, then you're going to see prices go up. But right now, we're not in that situation. Right now, we continue to be in the opposite situation. And builders, you know, 4 or 5 years ago were selling 1.2 million new homes every single year, and we're starting just under 2 million. So the numbers that were released today, which mirror what they've been the last several years for new construction, you know, show that builders have done what they should be doing, which is drawing back from building until the demand picks up again. And again, the demand will not pick up until the economy really picks up and job formation is even stronger than it's been the first 6 months of this year.
So we keep hearing the phrase new normal, referring to the stock and bond markets and the economy. Do you think there's a new normal for the housing market as well, or is it more of returning to an old normal?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm going to answer your question correctly, but there was a study done by RealTrends publication, which is a very well-respected real estate publication. And they looked at quote-unquote normal resale activity and new home sale activity for the last 30 years. And they threw out the years that were very, very strong in home sales, and they threw out the years that were very, very weak. And the norm, according to them, over the last 30 years is about 5% of the households in this country purchase a new or used home every single year. Now, there are about 120 million households in this country, so a 6 million figure would be, in my opinion, based upon history, kind of a norm for home sales. And to give you an idea, last year, the number of homes sold in our country, resales were around 5.1 million, and the number of new homes sold, I believe, were under 500,000, maybe even under 400,000. So we're not at the new norm yet. Fannie Mae and Realtor, the National Association of Realtors, you know, say this year will probably mirror last year, maybe be down a little bit. So we're not at the norm of based upon historic standards for home sales. But again, that's to be expected with the severe recession that we've experienced the last several years, and the housing recession actually. We can date that back to August of 2005 when certain parts of the country started to slow down in housing.